This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Okay, you're an expat. You've lived in this new country and culture for a while now. The exact length of time doesn't really matter. You're here. So let me ask you a question. Have you lived in this place long enough so that you have totally adapted to the way of life here? You've totally adapted to the way things are done. You're comfortable, and you can easily accept everything and anything, well, just about, that happens here. Nothing annoys you anymore. Well, I suppose it's possible, but I doubt it. Not completely, not entirely. I've just about lost track of the number of places where I've lived, or at least stayed for an extended period of time, and while there are things about every one of them that I truly like and truly enjoy, I do have to admit that there are certain things, certain happenings, that could really rub me the wrong way. Now take this place where I live now. It's a beautiful place. We've got some good friends here. But, you've heard that word before, haven't you? But, there are certain events that happen that create a sensation of friction. For example, a friend had a piece of equipment that broke down and he needed a replacement part. So, logically, he went to the appropriate business place and ordered that part. No problem. It should be there in about a week or 10 days. Okay, fine. The time frame was a little annoying, but he figured he could live with it. 10 days later, he went back and found out that, well, they hadn't actually even ordered the part yet. 2 weeks later, the same story. And let me assure you, this is a true story. Or there's the day I went to a hardware store, building supply store, to buy a certain item that I needed to finish a project. They didn't have it. Impossible, I'm told. It doesn't exist. And when I told them that I saw the exact item in another store in another city, the salesman shakes his head and tells me, "No, that's not possible. Nobody has that item." So one day, we take a trip to another town, not too far away. And what do we find? Of course, the exact item on the shelf in a store there. Annoying? A little. Culture stress? Yeah, a little. These are examples of happenings that can cause something called culture stress. It happens to all of us when we move to a new country, a new culture, and sometimes just to a new place within the same country, even our home country. When you first arrived in this place where you're now living, you had a feeling of anticipation, didn't you? A sense of fun and excitement, a sense of adventure. New people, new things, new sensations, new food. For most of us, it's an exciting happening. Sure, you feel nervous, a little. Maybe a lot nervous. Maybe even scared. A little. Fearful? Okay, that's normal. But there's still a feeling of excited anticipation. And of course, those feelings are a little different for each of us because we're different. We have a lot of different conditioning in our backgrounds. We're different personalities. We have different experiences to build on, so things affect us differently. But in general, there is that sense of anticipation and excitement, and if we do have any kind of sense of adventure, then the move to the new location does carry a certain amount of excitement with it. That is, once you get past the fatigue of the trip, of course. But then the differences start to hit you. Especially the language. How are you supposed to talk to these people or understand what they're saying to you? How are you supposed to do some of the basic things you need to survive, like shopping and eating? And oh yeah, speaking of eating, how about the food? If your favorite food is the hamburger place down the street back home, or, you know what I mean, how are you going to survive here? They probably don't have those places here. How do you even know if the food is safe? How do you know if you're going to like the taste of the local food specialties? Are you a little fearful about the food? Is it cooked properly? Where does it come from? And what if you go to a restaurant or a person's home and a certain dish of food is set before you as a gift of honor from the host? It doesn't look like something you would normally eat. It doesn't look like it's been cooked the way you're used to having something like that cooked. So what do? Do you run screaming out of the place? Do you refuse the special dish as graciously as you can? Do you realize that you may very well seriously offend the host if you refuse to accept the gift of this dish? And you hold your breath and eat it anyway and pray that you won't die? These are all things that form a part of culture stress. They're part of what we all have to go through to adjust to the new culture where we're living. After all, this is the place where we believe God has called us. So somehow, we have to adjust, don't we? Okay, this is just a small sample of some of those culture stress triggers. I could fill the time of a half dozen of these programs just listing and telling about some of these events, these encounters and happenings. After a while, after we have more or less adjusted to this place, most of us can look back on them and chuckle over some of the things that annoyed us at first. Maybe not all of them, that would be expecting too much, but some of those events and encounters can be humorous when we look at them in the rearview mirror of life. Of course, some of us don't adjust so well. Some of us find it harder to accept the new ways, the new foods, the new smells, the new everythings. And what happens? Yeah, the stress grows. I've browsed through an assortment of resources that talk about the subject of culture stress and how it happens to us and how we can cope with it. And while I've lived in a number of different cultures and generally enjoyed most of them, and I can look back on them with pleasure and pleasant memories and some good chuckles and sometimes a real good laugh at certain memories, I don't claim to have conquered all the points that might cause a little culture stress. I don't really think that's totally possible. But we can learn to live alongside them, maybe coexist, if you like, with the local customs, while still maintaining some of ours that don't offend the local population. Some people, I do have to admit, have been able to adapt very well to the local cultures in which they live and to pretty much blend in, and they don't stand out like foreigners. Others, well, a little different. Before we go any further, you're probably wondering, what's the difference between culture shock and culture stress? Well, that's a good question. Our friend Rod Kotesky writes about it this way. As culture shock was originally defined, culture stress was considered to be part of it. However, the word shock projects a mental picture of something sudden and short-lived. Example, at your first meal, you are served food that is totally different from anything you've ever eaten in your life. And then you discover that the meat on your plate is from an animal you never considered to be something that should be eaten. Okay, that's one form of shock, culture shock. Or you discover that you haven't got a clue about this local money, and you certainly can't understand a word of what that taxi driver at the airport is saying to you, with a string of strange sounds that are being fired at you with the speed of a machine gun. Yeah, more culture shock. So back to what Ron was saying. Many people today think of culture shock as the crisis stage, that is, the first encounter with a new culture, which can bring on confusion, disorientation, and the feeling of lack of control. This begins when the new expat leaves the enthusiastic, exciting, optimistic tourist mode, and it usually begins in a few weeks and gets worse for about 6 months. Encouraging, isn't it? In most cases, this stage of culture shock basically ends within about a year or two. Culture stress, on the other hand, is the adjustment stage in which people begin to accept the new environment. They adopt or try to adopt new ways of thinking and doing things so that they can feel they belong to the new culture. And this can take years. Aye, I can. Actually, some expats never complete it. This culture stress thing may go on and on for them for a long time. Okay, there are also certain areas where culture shock and culture stress sort of overlap in what they do. As I said, we're all different. While I was reading up on what others have to say about culture shock and stress, I came across a list of symptoms of someone suffering the effects of culture shock and culture stress. Next week, we'll examine them in a little more detail, but briefly, here are some of those symptoms. Unwarranted criticism of the culture and people, heightened irritability, constant complaints about the climate in this place. You tend to spend a lot of time telling others how wonderful and perfect is the culture of the place you come from. You have a fear of touching the local people, a constant fear and preoccupation with being robbed. You count the days until you can go home. Okay, those are some of the symptoms of culture stress and culture shock. Next week, we'll look at them in more detail, but we'll also look at some of the factors that cause culture stress. So, have you recognized yourself today? Maybe smiled a little at some of the examples? Good. Next week, we'll look at some more things about culture stress. But maybe you're wondering, how do you learn to cope with this? Okay, here's a few solution hints. Well, maybe one or two right now. We'll do this again next week. One would be to learn about the culture and why they do things the way they do them. And that means study it a bit. They may be different from your own customs, but they probably have a good reason for doing it. and understanding the reason could help you to adapt. Another, focus on positive outcomes and results of your experiences in this place. Not everything is negative. What benefits have you gained from living and working in this place? What positive things can you think of in your relationships with the people here?
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.